Subpoena, written by Que Sera Sera and read by Fenzen Marshes. Summary. Sapnap has a deal with Big Autocorrect that he can and will sue anybody who writes his name. Sapnap adjusted his tie. Even though it was just a Zoom meeting, he had to look important. Today, he was meeting with someone important for his business brand. You see, dear reader, Sapnap had been reading a lot of fan content about him recently. And while he liked some of it, he just needed to be sure in case something strange happened. He stared at the email that would lead him to his Zoom meeting. It was plain and unassuming, just like a classic Zoom account that happened to have the Zoom that would last for more than 40 minutes. He sat down in his very official-looking gamer chair and clicked on the link. "The host will let me in shortly," Sapnap remarked while lounging back slightly in his chair. He fixed his posture soon afterwards. This opportunity was crucial, and he could not mess this up. "Hello, Sapnap," the man said. "Hello," Sapnap replied. "Are you the CEO of Big Autocorrect?" No, I'm just the CFO," the man stated, smiling apologetically. Holy shit, he was in a breakout room with the CFO of Big Autocorrect. "Could you pass me over to the CEO?" Sapnap asked. The man nodded. "Sure, she's almost done with this meeting. It's just Ducks Unlimited trying to keep people reminded of the ducks instead of saying fuck. I keep telling her that she needs to stop taking their request, but she's always amused enough by it." "Oh. Yeah, that would make sense. It's a similar enough reason for why he's here today anyways. Except he's not trying to conserve his name, he's trying to make it just a bit more difficult." "Are there any more interesting meetings she has scheduled today?" Sapnap questioned out of sheer curiosity. The man shuffled around some papers on his desk. "Yeah, we have the International Shovel Manufacturer Alliance telling us to influence competition towards their way by correcting ho to how. Other than that, it's not much. Just the normal things, like the decision of whether the next software update should reset autocorrect or not." Okay, so maybe this company was not the best. But it would achieve the purpose that Sapnap needed. "Hello," the CEO of Big Autocorrect greeted when Sapnap was finally in the room with her. "Hello," Sapnap repeated. "So, you're here for your name to be corrected to subpoena?" the CEO read off of her sheet of paper. "That is correct," Sapnap replied. "Why?" The CEO leaned back in her chair. She gave off a sort of smug aura, as if to say that he didn't matter. "Well, first off, you know the rules as well as I," he stated. "The ability to press a suit, however subtle, is the ability to terrify, and the ability to terrify is the ability to gain money." The CEO laughed nervously. "Well, of course." "Here's the deal. Every time I pursue a successful lawsuit, Big Autocorrect will get 50% of the profits." The CEO's eyebrows raised up. "That's a hell of a deal." "I know," Sapnap grinned. "That's why I'm offering it." "It's a deal," the CEO nods. Sapnap's grin grew wider. He had gotten the deal with Big Autocorrect, dear reader, and he was filled with power like nothing before. From George Not Found. Subpoena. I mean, From Sapnap. Yes? From George Not Found. Well, I wanted to bother you, but now I can't. From Sapnap. Suck it, loser. From George Not Found. Fuck you, do you have a deal with Big Autocorrect or something? From Sapnap. That's between me and the CEO. End of story. Thank you for listening.